Here we go, Perek Zion, 7th Perek of Maseches Erevin. What happens when you have two chatzeros, two courtyards, which are adjacent to each other? Usually, every chatzer, every courtyard, you need to create its own Erev, its own shared food, to be able to carry from the houses into the chatzer and from the houses to each other. If you have two chatzeros that are adjacent, can they connect to make one? Chalon bein shtei chatzeros, the Mishnah says, if you have a window in between them, if it's arba, 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim, besoch asara, within 10 tvachim from the ground, then ma'arvin shnayim, they make separate eruvin, they are considered to be distinct. However, v'imratzu, but if they want, ma'arvin echad, then they can make one joint eruv, they can be considered together. But if it's pachas me'arba al-arba, but if that window is less than 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim, olomayla me'asara, if it's more than 10 tvachim from the ground, ma'arvin shnayim, they make separate, distinct eruvin, ve'ein ma'arvin echad, they can't join together. What happens if you have a wall? Kosel shebein shtei chatzeros gavoah asar v'rachav arba'ah. If you have a wall that is between the two chatzeros, which is 10 tvachim high and 4 tvachim thick, ma'arvin shnayim ve'ein ma'arvin echad, that is a barrier which separates them, and even if they want to, they can't join forces to make one eruv. Hayu barosho peros, let's say you have fruit on the top, and since the wall is 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim, it's its own independent rishus. Elu olumikan ve'ochlin, these guys can climb on the top and eat fruit. Ve'elu olumikan ve'ochlin, they can climb on the other side and climb up and eat. Uvach lo yirid lamata, but they can't bring it down, because since both sides have access to it, neither side is allowed, since they're separate eruvin, allowed to bring the food into their side. Nifretz HaKosel, but let's say the wall cracked, and now this breach in between is not 10 amos wide. Ma'arvin Shnayim, they make separate Erevin, but V'imratzu Ma'arvin Echad. Why? Because you have an almost 10 tvachim doorway, an opening, so that enables you, it opens the possibility, it opens the door, no pun intended, to be able to make one joint eruv, mipnei shehu kapesach, because the Mishnah says that's like an opening. Yes, or mikam, but if it's a breach that's more than 10 amos, ma'arvin echad, then you have to make one eruv, ein ma'arvin shnayim, because there is considered to be nifretz, considered to be a total breakdown of the barrier between, and it's all considered to be one joint chatzer.